Over the last 4 years, since internet users started copying billions of songs online, record labels have been searching for a technology that would make it difficult to copy a compact disc. But the record industry has had a tough time finding that silver bullet, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Not long after the internet music free-for-all started in 1999, one of the buzz phrases in the music industry was copy protection. The theory was that a simple tweak to the format of a CD would prevent computer users from copying the songs to their hard drives, which would in turn make it impossible for them to make those songs available for free over the internet. Record company executives said they expected that by 2003 or so, just about every new CD would be protected. That hasn't come close to happening. At best, only a handful of copy-protected CDs made it to U.S. stores this year. The technological problem turned out to be a little more difficult than anyone expected.
It's not difficult. I think it's impossible.
Peter Jacobs is CEO of the Phoenix-based firm Suncom, which develops copy protection software. Jacobs says any disc that can't be copied at all probably won't even play on some CD players. Instead, Jacobs says Suncom's technology allows users to make copies for personal use that can't be shared online. But Jacobs says consumers have to be willing to play fair, which means a little consumer education is in order.
What we strive to do there is to create an awareness on the part of the consumer that there is a limited resource with respect to their copying and sharing the music, and to stay within the boundaries of the intent of the artist.
Or the record label, which typically owns the copyrights on its artist's recordings. Jacobs admits that no system is perfect. Dedicated hackers, he says, will always be able to find ways around copy protection systems. But critics of copy protection say any technology that relies in large part on people's willingness to play along is as good as no technology at all. Princeton computer scientist Edward Felton has been the author or advisor on several academic papers that have revealed holes in copy protection systems. He says the technology simply doesn't keep consumers from copying music.
These songs always appear on file sharing services almost immediately, and all it takes is one person somewhere to defeat the copy protection technology, rip the tracks and put them up on the file sharing services, and then they're available to anybody who wants them.
Edward Felton has tussled with the music industry over copy protection. In 2001, for example, an industry trade group asked researchers to take their best shot at several copy protection schemes that were under consideration as an industry standard. Felton's research team cracked most of them, then published its results. The record industry threatened a lawsuit under a provision of copyright law that's supposed to keep hackers from sharing information on how to get around copy protection systems. The suit was never filed. Felton says legal threats don't change the basics of the technology. CDs were designed to be simple and open, he says. In other words, readable and copyable by all kinds of machines, from simple CD players to very powerful computers. It's almost impossible to take something that's designed to be readable, he says, and make it unreadable by some machines, but not others.
The only way really to do it is to put something on the disk, which a normal CD player is too dumb to notice, but which a computer, which is a smarter device, will see and get confused by.
One of Edward Felton's graduate students, Alex Halderman, says that's pretty much the way Suncom's technology works. He wrote a paper earlier this year that examined Suncom's software on a release by BMG recording artist Anthony Hamilton. Sometimes they get rough, coming from an uproar. Times got hard. Alex Halderman says Suncom's system puts an extra bit of information on the disc that an audio CD player ignores, but a computer running Microsoft Windows sees as a special program.
This Windows feature called Auto Run starts a program from the CD that installs a driver into your system that sits around in the background and watches for any time you insert this copy protected CD. And when it notices that the disc is in the drive, this software interferes with any program that attempts to read or copy the tracks.
Halderman says defeating the system is trivial. Holding down a computer's shift key while the CD loads disables that auto-run feature, and the CD can be copied. Suncom threatened but did not file a lawsuit. Halderman says he was simply trying to show that none of these technologies is foolproof, and that record company shareholders and artists shouldn't assume that technology will prevent music from being copied online. Suncom's Peter Jacobs says that's not the point. He says executives at Hamilton's record label credit the system with boosting sales of the disc. Jacobs estimates that 95% of the people who bought the CD stuck to the rules. But 5% didn't, and that's the real problem the music industry needs to address, according to Doug Lichtman, who teaches copyright law at the University of Chicago. Lichtman says those people are part of a social or political movement that's developed around online file copying.
We expected people to want to do a little unauthorized borrowing, to push back a little bit against copyright law, but we didn't expect this level of sort of moral righteousness, people copying not just to benefit themselves, but copying with this moral defiance that it's okay to copy and that copying is the right thing to do.
Suncom's Peter Jacobs says record labels will increasingly offer CD buyers incentives to use copy protection systems, not go around them. By opting in, they'll get access to lyrics, additional tracks, ticket discounts, and even videos.
I think the more value you've added to the CD, the more people will feel they have their money's worth, the more the structure will stay in place in order to continue to keep people aware that there are limits on the amount of tunes that they can copy and share on a particular CD.
Jacobs says early in the new year, he expects the major record labels to finally start releasing a lot of copy-protected CDs. Princeton's Alex Halderman and Edward Felton say they expect the music on those records will still end up being traded for free online. Rick Carr, NPR News.